Some things in our lives are so pervasive that we give them little thought. A ballpoint pen, for example, or a rubber band. The coffee filter gets little consideration, too. Some would say these items are like hidden heroes. The World's Laura Lynch in London explains.
Their inventors probably never thought the gadgets would be keeping company with rocket ships, trains, and computers. But here they are, displayed as the stars they really are, in London's Science Museum.
So this is the humble paperclip here, and its origins date back to the late 19th century, it sort of came out of the Industrial Revolution, really.
Yes, that's right. The museum's Nicola Ryan is showing off paperclips. They're one of 36 items chosen for the exhibition, called Hidden Heroes.
And they tell stories about our everyday lives, and they're just objects that we normally take for granted, but when we actually start to look at how they were invented or why they were invented and how we use them, and the fact that their design has lasted for hundreds, maybe 200, in some cases 300 years, with very little alteration, and it's a very simple design that's hardly changed much at all.
The items are decidedly low-tech.
Actually, one of my favourites is the tea bag.
And in some cases, they were invented by accident.
So an American tea trader was shipping samples of tea over in small silk packets. And then his customers, to test the quality of the tea, they would put the tea into the hot water to see what colour and texture and taste it was like. But what they didn't actually realise is that they'd actually invented the first tea bag. Because
the idea for the exhibit came from a company called Hycone. It's the proud maker of the plastic six-pack holder for canned drinks. Hycone's Ton Hoppenbrower says it wasn't hard to choose the other everyday inventions.
The secret behind this is that they have a great use to us, but they are, as the Americans call it, idiot-proof. Once you see them, you know how to use it, and they are of great use to you in your everyday life.
So what else? How about the coat hanger? It's one of Nicola Ryan's favorites.
One day, a chap called Parkhouse arrived at work and he found that all the coat hooks had been taken when he turned up. So he was looking around for how he could hang his coat and he saw some wire on the floor. So he picked up and bent it into the shape of a coat hanger. And the basic shape is the coat hanger that we still use today.
The curator of material science at the museum, Sue Mossman, may routinely deal with higher-minded exhibits. But she says this one has left her intrigued.
What's of interest, and what is of interest, is the people who thought it up, the stories behind it, and sometimes the story of this production and the process that went into the final product, because it's not always a eureka moment. Sometimes it's a few steps before you get the perfect product.
Nicola Ryan says that's what happened to the simple but oh-so-useful rubber band, jointly credited to a British man, Thomas Hancock, and an American with a familiar rubber-related name, Charles Goodyear.
And both of them invented a way to vulcanise rubber, which means that you can make it sticky and stretch it. And back on the 21st of November in 1843, they obtained a patent to make rubber bands. And ever since then, it's demonstrated the elasticity of rubber and a combination of its simplicity and aesthetic appeal. And where would we be today without the simple rubber band? It hasn't changed in design. It still looks and feels exactly the same. And we just take it for granted. But it's been around for over 100 years.
And it almost certainly will be around for at least 100 more. Today's technological wizardry produces gizmos that catch our eyes and fire our imaginations. But chances are a lot of them won't have the staying power of the things we consider mundane, the things we can't do without. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
We've actually created a little online quiz to test your knowledge of these hidden heroes. There's also a list of all 36 objects on display in London. And you can tell us what your hidden hero is, all at theworld.org.